This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The second of two Democratic presidential debates this week is set to get underway in just a few minutes with former Vice President Joe Biden center stage. Biden is the front runner for the Democratic presidential nomination in many national surveys, but Senators Kamala Harris of California and Cory Booker of New Jersey are expected to challenge Biden. AP political correspondent Hunter Woodall reports that Democrats are hoping to gain support in several key states that voted for Donald Trump in 2016.
That's what Democrats seem to be looking for, is folks that can say we can win these states that we lost and we feel like we should be winning. So Michigan obviously is one of the states that will be a flashpoint, and having the debate here, clearly a sign from the Democrats we are trying to show that we're taking Michigan, Midwestern states seriously this time around.
That's AP correspondent Hunter Woodall. The U.S. Central Bank has decided to cut its benchmark federal funds rate by 0.25 point. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the Fed's first rate cut since 2008 did not make Wall Street very happy.
The Fed is cutting its benchmark federal funds rate by 0.25 point to a range of 2 to 2.25%. It's the Fed's first rate cut since December 2008, when the U.S. economy was in the depths of the Great Recession. While the economy is solid by most measures, in a statement, the central bank cites uncertainty about the outlook. Economic pressures are coming from President Trump's trade wars, chronically low inflation, and a dim global outlook. The Fed statement repeats a pledge to act as appropriate to sustain the expansion, wording that markets have seen as a signal for possible future rate cuts. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell said that Wednesday's easing was not the beginning of a long series of rate cuts, and that sent all three major indices lower on Wall Street. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The United States.